good morning to you all, or good afternoon, as the case may be, it now being shortly after 12. These strolling players who have assembled before your very eyes are, as you may not know, very, very famous. You have heard their voices very, very many times. Standing over here in the yellow shirt is Dawes Butler. Dawes Butler is the voice of Yogi Bear, Huckleberry Hound, Captain Crunch, and a host of others for many, many years. You have heard him on television. Next to him is Natural Neil of KZLA, one of our finest young announcers. Standing over here, the beautiful young lady, is June Foray. June Foray is the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel, Natasha Fatal, Rocky's arch enemy, Broomhilda. Name me some more, hon.
Raggedy Ann. Oh, God.
And Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, yes, Oh, God, too.
My name is Bill Scott, and I am the voice of Bullwinkle Moose, Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties, George of the Jungle, Super Chicken, and any spare lines I can pick up from any script. We would like today, as part of ASIFA, the International Animated Film Society's sale of animation art on the second floor at the Promenade Gallery, to present to you a script just as we would have recorded it for the late lamented Bullwinkle Show. First thing we're going to do is a fractured fairy tale. Neil will be our narrator. Dawes Butler will play the king. June Foray will play the witch.
Which he always does, anyway.
Which he always does. And I will play everybody else.
Well, my Lord, look at the crowd we got here. Ain't that beautiful?
Beautiful, beautiful. And now, with further ado, much further ado, here is the fractured fairy tale, The King and the Witch.
There once lived a king who almost became famous for inventing the game of golf. It occurred to him one day that it might be fun to strike a ball with a stick. So he did just that. The ball flew into the air, sliced, and fell into a deep thicket.
I goofed.
Each time he hit the ball, the same thing happened.
Oh, I goofed. I goofed again. I goofed.
I beg your pardon, sire, but what is that you're doing?
Well, it's really quite simple. I'm playing a round of goof.
There again, he was close, but not close enough. It's easy to see why he didn't become famous for inventing the game of golf. He did, however, become famous for something else. It happened one morning as he was playing 17 holes of goof when his ball, which sliced as usual, went through the butcher's window.
If I ever catch the blockhead who broke that window, I'll...
I'm the blockhead who broke your window, and you'll what?
Your Highness! Well, I mean, I'll have to say that, boy, you certainly are truthful.
The word of this deed spread through the kingdom like wildfire.
The king told the truth.
The king told the truth.
The truth.
The truth.
The truth.
We have a truthful king.
How about that?
That wasn't all, for when the king said to the butcher,
I'm sorry that I broke your window, and I promise that I will pay for it out of the tax money.
Well, early the next morning, the king was waiting when the butcher opened his shop.
Hear ye, hear ye. All butchers in this shop. It's time to pay the weenie tax.
The weenie tax already? It seems like I paid the weenie tax just yesterday.
Well, you did, but it's time again.
The butcher paid the king the 20 wrinkle weenie tax, and the king promptly handed him back 2 wrinkles and a farthing.
That is for the window I broke yesterday.
The king had kept his promise to pay for the window out of the tax money, and again the word of this gracious deed spread through the kingdom.
He kept his promise! The king kept his promise! Hooray! Hooray! The king kept his promise!
Thus it was the king became famous as the truthful king who never broke a promise. The king was very proud of this reputation, but it was soon to lead him into a tragic situation. For in the woods, just out of town, there lived an old witch named Hema, who was the best evil witch in the land. She could cast spells that other witches couldn't even think of.
Yes, right now I'm working on a brew that'll turn Snow White into a boy.
Yes, Hama was very happy being the best evil witch in the land. One day as she was in the woods walking her bat, she chanced to see the king, who was out for his daily round of goof.
3.
And the witch fell in love.
Oh, boy! boy, are you good looking?
Please, don't talk to me in my backswing.
That's a nasty slice you got there. But I don't care, I'll marry anyway.
What are you, a comedian or something?
No, I'm an ugly old witch.
Well, I did notice that, yes. Now go away, you're goofing up my goof game.
The witch knew that the only way she could get the king to marry her was by trickery, so mixing a special brew, she was waiting when the king came out to play the following day.
Well, down the hatch!
No sooner had she drunk the mixture when she turned into a beautiful princess. When the king approached looking for his goofball...
Pardon me, ma'am. Did you happen to see a... Boy, are you good looking!
I know. You want to get married?
Well, heck yes.
Promise?
I promise.
Happy as a king, the king hurried her back to his castle to prepare for the wedding. Unfortunately, the spell that she had cast upon herself was a short one. And when the clock in the tower struck 12, the spell was broken and she turned back into a witch.
Surprise, honey bun!
You! Oh, good grief, I'm a victim.
A handsome victim. And you still have to marry me because you promised.
It was true, for being the king who never broke a promise, he knew he was trapped. Quickly calling a meeting of his royal advisors, he demanded that they find a solution to his problem.
So, tell her you lied.
Eat garlic.
I'd play dead.
No. There must be a way.
There's only one way, Your Highness. You must get the magic wishbone from the Black Castle, but it will be very dangerous.
What kind of dangerous?
Well, you know, you've got to defeat a dragon, a few ogres, a usual thing.
Well, just tell me where to go. I'll do anything.
In less than an hour, the king was ready and on his way. The mere thought of having to keep his promise to marry the witch gave him the heart of a lion. And in less than 2 hours, he had defeated a dragon, an ogre, and a troll.
Hey, what's the big idea?
And a troll. Sighting the Black Castle, he dashed inside, and there, just as he had been told, he found the huge magic wishbone. Wasting no time, he grabbed the wishbone and returned to his own castle just as his wedding to the witch was about to start.
Dun, 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 dun.
Come on, sweetie. They're playing our song.
Wait just a minute. Before we go, I want to make a wish.
A wishbone? Oh, how nice.
Ready?
Ready, honey bun.
Each grasping the wishbone firmly, they gave a tug. And just as it usually happens in fairy tales, the good guy got the biggest half.
Oh, I got my wish.
Good for you, honey bun. What did you wish?
I wished that I had never promised to marry you. So that I have never promised to marry you, and I don't have to marry you without breaking a promise, if you know what I mean.
As confusing as it was, she did know, and she flew into a terrible rage at having been tricked.
Why, you! Just for that, I'm going to cast a spell on you that folks will talk about for years.
But, being seized with uncontrollable anger, when she did cast the spell, it backfired. And when the smoke cleared, she had turned herself into a sand statue. Well, now it goes without saying that the king never made another promise, and he played goof happily ever after. And by turning herself into a sand statue, Hama did indeed cast a spell that folks mention to this very day. Or at least nobody can deny that she was the very first Hama Sandwich.
Oh!
I'd like to point out that I did not write this one.